and this is our 30th podcast. Mm-hmm. Hooray! That seems like somewhat of a milestone.
Yeah, I don't know why that does, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's got a zero in it.
Yeah, right. Zeros and fives are the big ones.
Yeah. Our last podcast was really, really long because, you know.
It had been a while. Yeah. We didn't break it into two because there really wasn't a good breaking point.
Yeah. But this one doesn't seem like it's going to have a whole lot of major events. It's kind of like building.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be it's a nice building towards the Labor Day weekend.
Totally.
You know, yeah. Revelation, things happen.
Labor Day weekend's always big.
Yeah, hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's fine.
And so, last time Adam had been found, like, not guilty of all the charges.
Right.
And everybody decided to turn the other cheek.
Well, or turn away.
Yeah, from okay. Him. Sure, whatever. And within like 2 hours.
Yeah, they had kind of all broken that promise to each other to, you know, be the better person and
stay out of the way.
And leave him alone. And instead, they're all just bitching and moaning at him again.
But they all kind of had a reason to, because then it was like all over town, Adam had decided to sue pretty much every single person but Sharon.
Who had been at the cabin for the kangaroo court.
Yeah.
Which I'm tired of hearing them say kangaroo court. It's like, there's got to be a better word.
And I don't get it. Does he really, truly believe that he was traumatized? Or is this simply just bitter?
I think he's just bitter. I don't think he's...
He's constantly talking about, like, you don't know what they did to me.
You're right. You know, the emotional torture and, you know, physical violence and da, da, da. I was like, well, yeah.
I feel like,
but you know,
the emotional torture,
what you did to Ashley was equally bad.
And worse.
Yeah, why is she not suing you?
Yeah, totally.
Well, okay, she kind of tried in the court case and it didn't work. Well, she should do a civil suit against him.
Sure.
She should, you know, get a little retaliation of her own. But she is the bigger person because she tried to get over it.
Yeah.
You know, just leave it behind.
Yeah, he's being a big baby.
He is. He's being a butt.
And he did have this, like, moment. Was it a dream? Or I can't remember. He was dreaming about his mom. And she was like,
oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was just like,
it was like a nightmare or something,
painful.
Right?
It was like, oh, please. If I see one more story of Hope being, you know, the best mom ever in the history of momdom, and she never did anything wrong in her entire life.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm glad she's dead.
I told you.
That's what gave her cancer.
No. It probably is,
good.
Really.
You know, the amount of stress that it would take to be that good,
uh-huh.
You know, it's gotta come out somehow.
Well, isn't that like the movie Imitation on Life? Isn't that why she ended up, but didn't she get cancer and die, or she was just really sick?
I didn't see it.
Oh, that's like one of the original melodramas. You gotta go back and watch that one.
Geez, okay, I'll add
it
to my list.
It's like one of the mothers just like internalizes so many things that her children or her daughter has done wrong, you know, and constantly tries to be so good, and eventually, you know, like, oh, she dies.
Wow.
You know, it's very similar.
That had better not be true, because otherwise I'm in big trouble.
And I think it's hilarious, though, because, okay, I have to admit, I have been served only once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But all they did was, like, knock on the door, and they were like, are you Lindsay? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, here
you go.
And I was like, oh my god, I've been served. This is awesome.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Young and the Restless.
Right.
But they didn't hide it in a cake box.
No, it was not. Yeah, when my roommate got served once by a previous roommate.
Okay.
And we knew it was coming.
Okay.
And so, when the knock came at the door, my roommate said, yeah, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, I have a package for you.
Really?
And it was that lame. And then the person who was suing was also there.
Oh.
And so she's knocking on the door saying, just open the door. We have to give you this. And so we opened the door. It's like, here, you've been served. And it was like, wow, you are the worst liar ever. How did you get this job?
Okay, I'm kind of surprised because I didn't realize that they would go to any kind of lying tactic
why not just say, I'm a process server, I'm here to serve you papers. I mean, if you don't open the door, does that mean it doesn't count?
I don't know. Well, because, like, the woman that served me, I remember, like, having no clue what it was about.
And, sign for it or anything?
No.
They didn't just slide
just,
it into
I
the
guess
door.
Verbally. Well, because it was, like, a big apartment building where I had to go downstairs, you know, to open the main door.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what is this? This is awesome. Why am I being served? And she looked at me and she was like, I don't know. And she walked off. And it was like, oh, I guess you probably wouldn't.
And you're probably the first person who ever got excited about being sued.
So anyway.
Did you win?
No, I just had to give like a testimony.
Oh, okay.
I just had give my account of something that happened that had nothing to do with me anyway.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
nothing
boring.
Exciting. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
yes, the process servers in Genoa City, everyone knows who they are.
I guess
and
so,
and they
yeah.
must be such outcasts, and no one ever wants to talk to them because they're afraid that...
so yeah, that, everybody's being served at all moments.
Yeah, right, and so... Yeah. You know, they probably lead really lonely lives, living in their little Big Brother condo by themselves. And oh yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm gonna go back to the process server's house.
Yeah, they're busy people.
Because they come up with very creative ways.
Yeah, you're right.
To serve each other, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was because it's like all over town. But of course, Sharon was the only one who didn't.
Right. Who wasn't included, and I kind of expected her to pout.
You know,
well,
there wasn't a whole lot
me?
About her.
Mm-mm.
You know, it was. And I think, didn't Adam go in? He wanted to talk to her about it? He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
he did.
Okay. Nick, now I'm sort of remembering the last couple weeks. Nick decided to propose to Sharon that she should move into the tack house
oh,
now that Phyllis
right.
is gone. And
oh my God.
It took all Sharon all of like 2 minutes of like
not
hemming
even
and
that
hawing.
Long.
Yeah, of like, okay,
oh,
you're right.
Oh, do you think that's a good idea? I do.
Like, how. Like,
ridiculous.
Weird.
Why can't she get her own place?
I don't know. But also, just like for summer, like, oh, my mom has moved out, and the woman who broke my parents' marriage up is now living with us.
Yeah.
And it's not like the tack house is big.
No, and it's not. I mean, does that mean that they're back together?
I don't think so.
Is the expectation of Sharon that.
I don't think she'll be there very long, because then as soon as Phyllis found out, like, Nick just mentioned it in conversation, she about killed him.
She lost it. Yeah, because of Summer. Because it's not
totally.
Really appropriate to have them move back in.
Oh, it's so uncool.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so Sharon is at the tack house alone, and Adam just intuitively knew she would be there and went and found her.
I think he microchipped her.
Yeah,
I think she's
probably.
Got, like, a geo beep.
Totally.
And she just wonders, what is that noise?
Yeah. Well, because
coming out of my shoulder.
So why did Adam go? He just wanted... Oh, he just wanted to explain,
just,
you know, oh, I love you, and you love me, and that's why I'm not suing
again,
you. But everyone else.
God, give it a break.
Anyway. So, everybody's kind of, like, pissed off for, like, a week. And then Jack decides to get... The Abbots separated from the suit.
Yeah.
Because everybody's sort of named in one big cluster,
right?
Yeah. And
Jack... It's almost like a class action.
Yes, exactly.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah. And Jack thinks that Adam really just has it out for Victor, so he's going to separate the Adams, makes it happen, and he thinks he's being really sly about it.
Right, sneaky.
And
in true Jack form, really not at all.
No, not at all.
I am being sneaky.
And so, within, like, an hour of him getting the Abbots dropped, or separated from the Newmans, Michael and Victor meet with Adam and Vance, his lawyer.
Right.
And Victor's supposed to have some trick up his sleeve.
Yeah.
And so, they're, like, talking about a settlement, and Skye walks in, and that's Victor's trick.
Mm.
And it's that she... is willing to give up all the secrets, everything.
All the dirt on her faking her own death, and
her
everything that went on in Brazil.
A diary, and blah, 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 right?
All that stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, Adam decides to drop the suit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still open against the Abbots.
Against all the... Well, and I wonder, does that still include Heather and Rafe? Because they were also served.
I don't think they separated themselves.
Yeah.
I think
so
the whole
they're
thing
part
is
of
just
the Newmans
the Abbots
still then. Okay.
Are in the hole now.
So now it's just Billy and Jack and Ashley.
Is Tracy in there?
No, because Tracy wasn't there and Abby wasn't there.
Okay, you're right. Okay, just the three. All right.
You know, it was Delia, part of the suit.
She was in her car seat in the car.
That's right.
Anyway. But things don't totally suck for Jack, because Tucker for some reason.
He had some kind of shenanigans, and I can't quite figure out who was blackmailing who.
It's not really a blackmail.
They made a deal.
They really want to get Beauty of Nature away from Newman. Victor. Right. And, like, who cares, frankly?
Not me.
But Jack had some, like, he told Tucker he had some grand idea to do it, and...
Oh, right, but he wouldn't say what
he said,
what the information was
he
had until
you
sign this contract with me.
Yeah, until you hire me as co-CEO. And Tucker, like, was like, okay, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
he would never.
No.
And even if he would have talked to Ashley about it first.
Yes.
Because Ashley's currently the CEO, right?
Yes. And Ashley's on board with trying to get Beauty of Nature back, too.
Sure, yeah. And she would go about it in better, more business savvy ways than Jack.
And the thing is then after the contract is signed, Jack's like, okay, now I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a secret weapon. And it's that Abby and he have teamed up. There is no specific...
Yeah, there's nothing... How does that...
That doesn't mean tomorrow they're going to get Beauty of Nature. It just means that he and Abby
have a verbal agreement, and we know how well she holds up to those.
Or Jack.
And it's that Abby, if she gets a hold of her trust, then she owns all that stock.
Sure.
Well, she doesn't have the trust, and it doesn't look like she's going to get it anytime soon. So Tucker was an idiot.
The whole thing is boring.
Yeah, boring and ridiculous.
Yeah.
One
or the other, I
could probably live with. But not both at the same time.
So.
But, you know, Jack needs something now that he doesn't have a girlfriend.
That's true.
So.
That's a good point.
You know, he's got nothing better
to
do.
He was never a good CEO a day in his life.
Even when he was a CEO.
Yeah. I don't know. He needs to open a food cart.
Oh, God. No. No, I wouldn't eat anything he had touched ever.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
He and Maggie should hook up.
I could totally see that happening.
There we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can get on board with that.
The morning before that, or the night before Jack got named CEO.
Yes, right.
It's like, Ashley had this conversation with Tracy, because Tracy was in town for the christening of Lily and Kane's babies.
Right.
And Ashley and Tracy are talking about Tucker, and... Mm-hmm. Did Tracy convince Ashley?
Tracy kind of was, kind of leaning towards that way, and I was just like...
To leave Tucker.
To leave Tucker, and that Tucker was not a good match for her, and I'm just like, you know, who the hell are you? You come on.
It was very vague, though. I mean, she did a pretty darn good job of manipulating Ashley.
Well, it was weird, though, because I don't see her in that role at all.
No.
I mean, you know, I'm not crazy about that character to begin with, because she's so preachy and judgmental, and...
Yeah.
You know, higher than thou attitude kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, it was just kind of like, really, Ashley? You're going to listen to her over evidence you have
her
right in front of
you. Older sister, right? You know.
I suppose. But
so, Ashley goes home and...
Breaks up with Tucker,
basically. Yeah, Tucker comes to the door and she's like, go home. I never liked you anyway.
Right,
you know,
it was
very,
like, middle school.
And he's like, what?
He's like, do too.
Yeah, he kind of does, like, this real manhandly kind of stuff, and she's like, no, just go. And she goes inside.
Well, no, he starts out, though, being kind of, I think, bushwhacked and shocked.
Totally.
Well, what do you mean? What about when we were in Japan, and I really like you, and, you know, we don't have sex, we make love, and blah, 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 and all those romantical kind of things.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no. Get out. Take all your billions with you.
She was very cold about it.
She was really, and it was just kind of like this, it just didn't ring true.
No. Well, and I was like, huh, okay, they're breaking up, but then... She's,
30 seconds later.
It's like the way that her house is, it's like all glass. It's like a glass front door and windows and everything.
Yeah.
And she just has like plantation blinds. So you can see that she's still in the living room.
Right.
It's not like she slammed the door and you don't know that she went upstairs.
Right. Or that
right?
she's,
She's just standing there and he's looking through the window and he's like, Ashley!
Yeah. Well, it kind of turned into a body heat moment.
It was!
You know, it was just gross, really?
It was really, I don't know.
I didn't like it. It was...
I thought it was really violent.
It was really violent, and it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was just that whole, you know, yes means no, and if I break down the door and manhandle you...
He didn't just break down the door. He took, like, the patio chair and threw it through the glass door.
Yeah, it was just like... That's when you scream and call the police.
Yeah.
Don't say, oh, take me.
Yeah.
Tucker, you 98 pounds of man hunk. I didn't like it at all. It made me, as I say, it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It wasn't sexy, that is for damn sure.
I was thinking there were people who probably thought it would be, though. But for me,
it didn't.
They're on the verge of elderly. I don't know. They're old.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're too old for kind of crap. That's for sure. I did like her little matching outfit, though.
Yeah, I liked her. You know, I liked a lot of her outfits set was the cute. Whole couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
got She good looks clothes. Good. All right.
Fine. And at least they didn't show what kind of underdrawers he wears, because that just...
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's not right.
They were both really tan.
Yeah. Like, and really not, tan. Not from the sun tan. You know, spray tan,
you know,
tanning
I thought it
bed.
Looked better than... I thought it looked okay, because I was thinking... Like, I think Abby, a lot of times, has a real
Way
orange,
too much spray tan. Yeah.
But for them, it was, like, at least bronzy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the color was fine. It was just... It didn't look like...
Like they'd been out in bikinis.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No tan lines.
Oh, God. Whatever. Tucker in a bikini.
Sorry.
Let's go wash my brain now.
And, like, at the same time, I think, Phyllis was sort of...
Well, she was at
recovering.
Glowworm. Yeah, recovering from yelling at Nick, right?
Yeah, exactly. She was mad about Sharon being... Oh, no. Okay. I totally remember now. Before, we were like, what? What are we forgetting?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to backtrack a little bit. Remember, Christine went to Paul's, and this set off, like, a whole bunch of things. Christine went to Paul's. Right
to
after
say she was leaving town.
Yeah, right after Nina had just sort of gone to the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul and Christine sort of had this moment where he, like, threw her on the couch and they were going to do it.
And then she broke it off. She said,
did,
no,
right? She was like, no. But
we can't
do
this to Nina.
Whatever. I'm leaving town.
Right.
So she leaves and he chases after her, sort of. And
mm-hmm.
Nina happened to be in the hallway and witnessed that.
Yeah.
She gets... back in, and Paul's like shocked. Oh, you're back! Because I was almost nailing your
I'll
best friend. On
do
the
it with you now instead.
Yeah, and Nina finds Christine's earring
mm-hmm.
on the couch. Sort of okay, you know.
Questionable.
Whatever. Yeah,
how it got there.
So they have words anyway. So then Christine goes to Jimmy's,
mm-hmm.
right? And
okay, so
now you know where I'm going? Okay.
This is the day I missed.
Oh.
I missed a day.
Oh, I can't believe you missed this day.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Christine goes
that's
to
why
Jimmy's.
This is all. Okay.
Right? And Nick happens to be there, and they weren't, like, ever, like, great friends or anything,
mm-hmm.
I think.
They're friendly, but not friends.
Well, I remember she was their lawyer and, like, helping them get Cassie,
uh-huh.
blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, but I think that she was also on the opposite end of the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
battle
cool.
for
yeah.
other things. So they're kind of like at Jimmy's and they're kind of bantering
mm-hmm.
and they make a bet about baseball and they're sitting in the booth and they're on the same side of the booth and drinking and then all of a sudden they're just like heavy making out.
Yeah, see I saw a little clip of them making out like the next day
yeah.
and I was just like, what?
They were totally
making out. And I
never
did go back
out.
And watch it. Okay, so
Phyllis
that's why
walks
they were making
in,
out. Sees
just
them making out.
Totally furious about it all and you know, about her fight with Nick and
mm-hmm.
sort of everything. And she turns around and all she sees is Nick making out with a long,
blonde-haired
woman and thinks it's Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And storms out, like, blah.
No, because see, I thought that she realized it wasn't Sharon, though.
Later, though.
Later,
like,
okay.
Because then she runs into Sharon right after that
oh,
at
I see.
The coffee
okay.
house and is like, oh, wait, you're here.
Aren't you making out with Nick right now?
Who is Nick making out with,
yeah.
right? She
okay.
never knew that it was Cricket.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, I mean, Phyllis is just sort of bouncing all over town. So then Phyllis goes to Glowworm.
Okay.
And Deacon is there. And so it's
serving
like
drinks.
She's had a traumatic night.
Mm-hmm.
And
starts pounding.
So here's the thing, personally. So she, I believe, ordered a drink called a Dying Bastard.
Yeah, I was going to look it up.
I did. I Googled it. What's in it? Okay, so there's three different versions, though. There's the trio of bastards, is what it said. So there's a suffering bastard, a dying bastard, and a dead bastard.
Okay.
Right? And I don't know, it was like each one, it's almost like a Long Island. Each one you add another liquor.
Okay.
But it was like bourbon and lime and bitters. I don't know. Ugh. I don't know. So I'm at a sort of ritzy bar like 2 days later, and I was like, I'm going to see if they'll make me one.
Yeah.
And the bartender was like, I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm like,
you don't watch YNR. Here's our card.
I felt really stupid, but I was like, can you make me one?
So, okay. So it is a drink that they made up.
Well, no, I mean, it was all over online. It was like, okay. I mean, when I Googled it, tons of places had information.
Okay.
And my friend that I was with, her boy or her husband is a bartender,
mm-hmm.
and she texted him, and he went, oh, all I know is it's got, like, bourbon in it.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it exists, but it wasn't like...
It's not like a Skanky Monkey that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I was like, darn it! I was hoping to have another fun drink, but,
you know.
Anyway. So, she and Deacon sort of have, like, heated...
Well, they have, like, heated words, and there was a slap involved, and...
Yeah, and then, like, making out against the bar, like, while he's working?
Yeah, that was worth it. Really struck me, too. It's like, hey, he is on duty. You wait until he gets off shift before you put your tongue down his throat.
I think he was the one who planted it.
Yeah.
She just... was okay.
Kind of went along with it.
But then, she slapped him, right?
Yeah.
And who saw? Like, Jack saw.
Somebody.
And maybe Daniel, too. I don't know. And they were like, you know, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So then, somehow, Phyllis and Deacon...
They find themselves in the back alleys.
Yeah, and they're like...
Do it.
Against a dumpster.
And again, that one, it was just kind of like, all right, this is supposed to come across as being really, oh, we're so, you know, passionate and lusty and... You know, we can't wait. And I'm just thinking, no. The smell.
Yeah, I was thinking this. I was thinking,
summer,
I love this hookup, but not where it's
not
happening.
There. Right. Yeah. Well, and it looked uncomfortable.
It did.
You know?
But I think that was kind of the point.
That you just don't care. I don't know. It was just like.
I thought, this should be happening in a stable. You know?
Yeah.
Somewhere that's, I don't know.
Or, you know, even in the stock room.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You know?
Yeah. The wine cellar.
The wine
whatever.
Cellar, sure.
Not in the back
Not
alley.
In the back alley where all the hobos are.
But clearly, you know, their little love hate
tryst
thing is going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Definitely. It would be great retribution if Phyllis got pregnant.
Oh, my God. I never even thought about that.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of condom wrappers being thrown in the dumpster. Just saying.
Oh, man. Wow. That would be a twist.
That would be a twist. You know.
That would be kind of awesome. I don't know. Then she'd get all motherly again, though. I want her and Deacon to be sort of like, you know.
The way Billy and Victoria were when they first got together.
Well, Billy and Victoria are still, like, innately sort of good people, though, you know?
Okay.
I want Deacon and Phyllis to team up and sort of be, like, a bad couple.
The bad side. Ooh,
yeah, like, stirring up trouble.
Yeah, okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Sure.
All right.
What else?
Okay. Well, should we talk about the christening?
Yeah.
Because a lot of things kind of...
Sort of happened. I was like, when is this christening over? Move on.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to a christening, I don't think.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah. We deliberately did not christen our child when we had one.
Huh.
So, you know, we think maybe her grandparents
did it
on the sly while they were babysitting her. They had her baptized just in case. But for once, though, it wasn't Catholic. So I thought
that was
good.
True.
There was a reverend instead. And the thing I thought was funny was that, you know, of course, everyone's getting ready. Oh, shoot, we only have one christening gown. We have Lily's christening gown.
Yeah.
And we don't have one for Charlie to wear. Okay, we'll go to Fenmore's and buy one because they carry everything, apparently.
Of course.
It's probably right next to the maternity bras section. And... while they're there, Jill comes up and says, hey, I want to give you Phillips.
Because right before that, they had been in court, Jill and Lauren.
Okay, right? Yeah.
And it was is Jill a Fenmore? Does she get half a state trial thing, whatever?
Right.
And yes,
Judge says yes.
Yeah, Judge says yes. And the reason why is because Lauren's mom came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you Lauren's mom was evil.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's just nasty. She got on the stand. Why doesn't she like Lauren? She was just like...
Because she's jealous. Lauren's mom got on the stand and just ripped Lauren apart.
Yeah.
And said he always, you know, regretted his illegitimate child not getting what she needed or whatever, yeah. Right? So, basically, Jill gets 50% of the estate.
Which, okay, I have a bone to pick with that. Shouldn't it just be... Because they're basing that figure on what Fenmore's is now. Shouldn't it be from what Fenmore's was when Neil died?
I was thinking that, but...
Because Lauren had been going on and on saying, you know, I've tripled the size of the company since my dad died, yeah. And I've done all these wonderful things, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, yeah, why should Jill get half of that? She didn't do that part.
But, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I agree. Anyway, so then... I think as soon as Jill realizes she's a Fenmore, she's, like, gonna go off and... Oh, and she got her picture hung in all the Fenmore, or all the boutiques, right, or whatever. And
I thought that was pretty tacky, personally. The picture was cute.
The picture was tasteful. Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, the whole action of it was...
Yeah. No, where... Whose christening gown was it? Phillips.
It was Phillips.
Okay, yeah. So she knew, and she whipped on over to the boutique... right after her picture has been hung, and made sure and gave Kane and Lily Phillips' christening gown.
Right.
So, now they have two.
Right. Hooray. Which I don't understand why boys wear gowns. Why don't you have a christening suit?
This is a whole category I know nothing about.
Okay, I'll ask my mom. She'll know.
Yeah, I'm
get
sure.
Get back to you on that.
And so, Tracy is the godmother?
Yeah, Tracy's the godmother.
And Devon is the godfather. Okay, help me. I need some clarification here. I thought they asked Mac.
They did, and Mac said, I can't bear it. I can't be the godmother because...
How did I miss that? Okay.
It's just... Because Mac's been having kind of some conversations with Lily and Kane about...
Yeah.
I can't come over and visit the babies. It's too hard. It's too hard. And, oh my God, you want me to be the godmother? Are you kidding me? I can't even look those babies in the eye because I want to take them.
Yeah.
You know, so she said no. And then that's when Lily had her epiphany moment. Oh, I know who it should be. And of course, it's Colleen's mother. And that... Oh my God. Again, I'm sorry that Colleen was killed and murdered. And then had to have all of her organs donated.
Yeah.
But Tracy has got to get over it. I mean, she needs a grief counselor.
Hasn't it been like a year?
Yeah. I mean,
pretty close.
Yeah. It's just every time you talk to her, that's the first thing she brings up. It's like, you know, would you like milk in your coffee? Well, you know, my daughter died. And she used to make me coffee with milk. You know, I was just like, God.
It's true.
I'm really tired of Tracy.
I know. But I kind of like when she pops in because she is good for jokes.
She is good for jokes, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. And Lauren showed up. And it totally peeved Jill because Lauren was like, well, now I'm part of your family. And it was in this really...
snotty, snarky kind of way that Lauren was presenting it. Totally. And her dress was inappropriate
for
our christening.
Totally inappropriate. It was like backless and red.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah. I liked it, though. I went, go, Lauren. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't like vengeful Lauren very much. I mean, she's just so...
Well, in the
rude.
80s, she was really mean.
Yeah.
And that's why it was like when she went over and complimented Tracy, Tracy was shocked. Because Lauren basically used to torment Tracy.
Yeah, and Tracy made that real clear. It's like, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
Lauren is nice now, but there was definitely a period where she was like mean and catty. And
well, she's like that now a lot of the time, except to
not
Michael.
Not like she used to be, though.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that they don't revert her to that. I mean, I suppose
I think
it's
that they're
interesting,
just saying
but
that she can go back
go
there
way.
If she wants.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody pisses her off bad enough, like, say, Jill, she can bring it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So, because she has been pretty goody-goody.
And I kind of thought...
up to this point.
Here's the deal. If Michael was there already, because he was the lawyer, Kane's lawyer, right? That's why he was invited. Lauren went with him. Why was Fenmore not there? Shouldn't he have been there? I mean, it's a family thing.
Yes, but it's so boring. Oh my God. It's better that
but
he wasn't
there.
It's
a soap opera. They don't care. They bring children to everything. Or nothing they're hidden in a closet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got it.
I mean, in real life, they would have brought him, and he would have been bored out of his mind, and he would have...
I know in real life, but...
Yeah. No, I thought it was better that there weren't all those little kids, because...
They're annoying. But Reed was there.
Yeah.
And so...
Looking super cute in his little suit.
He did look good. And that was a whole nother thing, so...
More drama.
Mac and JT, like, JT and... invited Mac to move in, and...
Right.
She tentatively in, you know?
Yeah.
And Reed's somewhat excited, right?
Yeah.
And in the meantime,
not a big deal.
And he hasn't, JT did not tell Victoria, but in the meantime, Victoria and Billy decided that Victoria could move into Billy's trailer.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so then they, at the christening, both have secretly made these little move-in packs.
Mm-hmm,
and when Victoria finds out that Mac moved in with JT, before she broke it,
out.
Yeah, she totally flipped.
Inappropriate freak out. It was like, what? I mean, I suppose you don't want to hear it from your kid, because she heard about it from Reed.
Yeah.
JT should have called her
pretty
much
immediately. I think she's on the defensive because she realizes all the crappy things she's been doing.
Yeah.
And just wants anything.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Because, and
I mean,
the night
it was
before
the
that,
one, it was the one misstep by JT. He should have spoken up as soon as Mac said yes. He should have then called and said, oh, by the way, you know,
but
Mac
Mac's
is moving
really
in.
Good. I mean, there's nothing bad about her at all.
No, not at all. And it's not like she's going to be a bad influence or that there's any kind of you're living in sin kind of thing because, please.
Yeah, I know.
You know. So I didn't quite understand
I
what
Victoria's...
I think that
Victoria's... whole family has a little halo around it.
Yeah. Well, what was Victoria's problem?
I think her problem was a little bit of jealousy and
a little bit of defensiveness.
Mac's gonna spend more time with Reed and whatever.
Well, so what? You are not the custodial parent. She's gonna do that anyway, just as being product of the girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
And on the other end, Billy and Victoria have pledged their love via tattoo.
Yes, that was funny.
You know, here's my... I'm going to have to complain about it. You know I am.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. I'm just waiting to see what your reaction would be.
They go to the tattoo shop, and, you know, granted,
it wasn't a shop. It was a parlor.
Okay,
come on.
I'm sorry.
Let's be
parlor.
Honest.
It
was a...
I don't think we call it parlor here in Portland, do we?
No, because there's so many of them. There's as many as Starbucks.
But, yeah.
But see, in the Midwest...
I get it. I know.
This is what the middle road, you know... When you say tattoo, this is what people see.
Really?
You know, the demographic of
well, okay.
Y&R.
I
know?
Just feel like tattoos, you know, so many celebrities now, like their tattoos are famous. Okay, I realize living in Portland, we're like the tattoo capital of the nation.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, Miami Ink and LA Ink and all these shows really like are on all the time.
Yeah, but people who watch those shows don't watch Y&R.
Oh yeah.
You
okay.
Know. It's
I'm
much
so
more,
alone.
Yes, you really are. and the rest of the nation is uneducated about the reality of tattoos.
Really?
That they're, you know, if you get a tattoo, that does not mean that you went in as a skanky hoe. Or a trucker.
Well, okay, here's one
know,
thing. Okay, because my beef was the tattoos looked so completely unreal.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible.
All they had to do was rub a little Vaseline or something, and it would at least look mildly new, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
They didn't even put gauze on it or anything,
right?
Right,
yeah.
Anyway.
So there was no tattoo safety,
no
that's for sure.
No tattoo safety at all. Anyway, the other thing was, though... Oh, I totally lost my train of thought.
Well, I thought the way that they opened the scene... And I don't know if it was, like, the very first part of the day or whatever it was, but all you could see was Victoria's face and hear Billy talking to her. And they're making it sound like
he's doing
something.
I knew exactly what they were doing.
Nasty
no, I knew
and dirty.
What it was.
And I was just like, huh. And my little nasty, dirty mind went to a lot of different places. I'm like, no, they can't do that. No, they can't do that either. Oh, they can't do that. Oh, my God, what the hell are they doing? And I narrowed it down to, okay, they're playing with ice. And then...
Really? You didn't know what they were doing? Uh-uh. I knew and exactly. Then, the moment, like, it only showed her face, I was like, she's getting a tramp stamp. I've only got one tattoo, you've got a dozen,
so maybe it's different.
Well, because Lily did the same thing. Lily has a little tramp stamp you probably
don't
know about.
Does she? No, I didn't know that.
Her and Daniel went when she was underage. A lot of them have it because it's like one of those things they do.
Yeah, okay.
It was a different actress at the time. Yeah, than, all right. But still.
See, that was the thing. I was trying to think who on this show has a tattoo, and the only one I could come up with was Neil.
Nick doesn't. I think Nick
I was
does.
Trying to. I wanted Nick to have one, and I couldn't
and
remember.
And Daniel has a bunch, I've noticed.
Does he?
Uh-huh, like.
Huh.
Yeah, when they show him, like, in a...
Shirtless?
Yeah. Ugh. He's got a lot of tattoos.
Shirtless.
Well, I mean, not like a lot, but, you know, a lot for the
more
average
than one.
Person. No, I mean, right before this episode, like, the day before, my husband and we were joking around, and I was talking about levels of class, you know?
Oh, right,
and he
yeah.
was like... Well, you'll never be classy. And I was, you know,
what?
Faking, you know, like, yeah. What are you talking about? And he was like, well, you have tattoos. Mm-hmm. You can never be classy and have tattoos. And I went, really? Like, you really think that? And he went, instantly, the second you get a tattoo, no one will call you classy. That doesn't mean that you can't be wealthy and well-respected and da-da-da.
I don't think that's true. I think if you're a 90-year-old man who has, like, a maritime navy tattoo... That's okay.
See, Thor says no, but and we kind of we bickered back and forth okay. about it, you know, and he went, so you'll never be called classy,
oh.
you know, ha, ha ha. So then we see that episode, and yeah. I went, oh, Victoria, you know, who's wealth upon wealth,
right,
you
yeah.
know, and respected name. I went, oh, there she can never
classy
be classy
anymore.
Again,
right. yeah, ha.
But whatever.
Okay.
So she gets her tattoo, and it is a tramp stamp of.
Billy forever,
right?
And like no color. It was like beige
was so
on
faded.
Beige.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It
was just
really
like,
bad.
Huh? Okay.
And so then Billy
so Billy's getting his
gets one on the back of his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna be Victoria's name and a heart.
Mm-hmm.
But they get to Victor.
Right.
And the tattoo artist has a heart attack.
Has a heart attack. Yeah, he collapses and has to go to the hospital before he can finish
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and of course there's nobody else there. Nobody who can finish it. Nobody in town who could finish it.
Right. Well, Billy's trying to get Victoria to finish it. Which I thought was pretty... It was clever and
yeah.
kind of cute and funny. But as soon as they showed... you know, what he was getting, it was like, he's not getting the whole thing.
I know,
there's no
totally.
Way. See it coming a mile away.
So it's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Will they finish it eventually?
Is yeah, that... they. He talked to Spike, or, you know, whatever
oh.
the guy's name is, and he said that as soon as it heals, then
he can
get the
finished.
I and
okay.
the A added to it.
Okay. But not before, I'm sure, the whole town sees that he has Victor's name and a heart
on
his back.
Oh, yeah, sooner or later. Well, and I think that this is just, you know, a cautionary tale that, A, you don't get someone else's name tattooed on you ever. Because,
yeah.
you know, to me, that's like locking in that you're going to break up.
Well, I thought it was really, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be spontaneous. Oh, because Victoria quit Newman. So this is why she's doing it.
Okay.
She's like,
she's
on this
like,
whole
I'm,
spontaneous
I'm a wild
kick.
Girl. Oh,
yes.
I'm so crazy.
I'm 34 years old and I'm nuts.
Yes, and I'm going to get a tattoo to show my independence.
Yeah.
And my nonconformity.
Totally.
Like, yeah, like everyone else living in Portland.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, you know, just those are my two tattoo rules. You never get someone's name.
Uh-huh.
And you never get... you know, those character ones in a language you don't know.
Oh, yes, yes,
because
yes.
there are tons of horror stories
oh,
of people
yeah.
getting what they think is the Japanese symbol for pride,
and
instead
it's really like...
it says, you know, butthole or, you know, something
yes, I know.
Ridiculous. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
To live by. She did not live by them.
I know.
And they call it a tramp stamp for a reason. Just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Because she's leaning down to talk to Reed at the
oh, that's
at
right.
the christening, and her shirt hikes up, and JT sees it and freaks out. It's like,
she was no longer classy in
she,
JT's mind.
Yes.
And he made it very clear.
Yeah. That, well, he kept saying, you know, you've got Billy's name on your ass, and it was just like, well, it's not really on her
I
ass,
think
it's
because
on her
it was,
back. I mean, it's
yeah,
a little
I mean,
low,
it is on
but,
her back,
know.
You know, but it's like where the butt crack is, basically.
Yeah,
you know.
it just
it was skanky.
Like,
that,
yeah,
I think
it was
that
definitely
was
skanky.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a classy move. Any stretch of the imagination.
But then, it's like she spends one night in the trailer and wakes up the next morning and has...
with buyer's remorse.
Yeah, right?
That actually was great. I was glad to see, because as soon as she and Billy are talking about how she's going to move in, I'm like, that's nuts. There's not enough room in that whole trailer for all your clothes.
Yeah, and that was her argument the next morning. She went, I'm really sorry. And
I like my stuff and I want to keep my stuff. Yeah. There's no room for my stuff here.
Yeah, and she just went... you know, I'm sorry, it's just not going to work out. And she didn't say, like, you should move with me somewhere else or anything. It was just sort of like, I'm going to go and find my own place, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he immediately just was like, I have a better idea. Let's buy a house!
Let's buy a house together.
And she spontaneously said, okay.
Yeah.
So then they go to...
Not like they can't afford one.
True, exactly. Yeah. But thank God they have the sense to just say, we have enough money to go buy a house, let's go buy a house today.
Right. And now I know who's going to get the trailer. I've been going over this.
Who?
Sharon.
Oh, God.
She needs a place to live.
Shut up. No, Sharon cannot live in a trailer.
Why not? It's a nice trailer.
Oh, my Lord. Because she's constantly in denial that she's a skank.
In denial?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, because she hops from bed to bed to bed and from house to house to house. But because she's like a newman...
But if she lived in the trailer, she'd have to live alone. She can't live alone. Oh, okay. So Deacon will buy it.
Yes.
Deacon and Phyllis can totally hook up in the trailer.
Okay, I can see that.
All right, good enough.
All right.
As long as the trailer doesn't disappear. I like the trailer.
I don't know. I have a feeling maybe it might get retired. Oh, just maybe. Boo. But I could see Deacon in it. I could. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so they go to Crimson Lights to meet their new realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Gloria!
Which I kind of loved.
I did too.
It was like, I could totally see her getting into being a realtor.
She's all about sales.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, perfect.
And
perfect
I loved her outfit. I was like, I got online trying to figure out where I could buy her dress, and I couldn't find any information. I was really depressed.
That's too bad. It was cute. Yeah, she looked good. She looked professional, but still high maintenance.
In leopard.
Yeah, you know, it was just like, wow, these two things can go together. Huh.
That's what I've been trying to achieve my whole life. Anyway, so...
of course, she shows them there's no longer a housing shortage, but she shows them this house.
It's like a novelty house.
Yeah. So the owner of the house had done it up in...
it's like a replica?
All my... no.
Father Knows Best.
Father Knows Best.
So when Victoria goes in, you know, because we already know she loves Father's Knows Best, and Billy knows this because she made him watch all the episodes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I kind of forgotten about that. I was wondering why they were pushing it so hard. I was like, there's got to be a reason.
It was
like a joke between the two of them, right?
And so she loves the house, but she's like, oh, we can't live here. It's crazy. Father Knows Best. And then they finally, like, at the end
see the bathroom and go, yes.
Yeah, this is it.
Must have it.
So... they basically buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they looked at the bedrooms.
Don't need to. Twin beds. You know, they know what it looks like.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
I mean, you know, they'll push it together every Saturday night and call it good. But at least in this house, it's big enough that there will be... Delia will have her own room.
Uh-huh.
Reed will have his own room. You know...
It's everything Victoria wanted
but didn't get as a kid.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it's a perfect house for her.
I do too.
I kind of want to see the Brady Bunch house that they referenced
though. I know, right?
Like, wow, jeez.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. So now they've got their own house. So anyway, back to the stupid christening.
Oh yeah.
It had to be delayed because of course just as they're all getting ready to go to the church.
Uh-huh.
Michael rushes in saying, no, the immigration authorities want to talk to Kane. And everyone gets all flustered and freaks out. And, oh, he's going to get deported again and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Even though he's married to an American citizen.
He has a work visa.
A work visa. He has children who were born here.
Yeah.
They're saying...
the immigration people are just
asses. Mean. They have it out for him.
Yeah.
But apparently not enough because Michael went in and...
they had like one day of feeling like the christening was going to happen. It's delayed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's waiting for them.
Mm-hmm. And the reverend person even said, you know, we got to get going because we have another christening after this one.
Yeah.
It's not like we've got the whole day free. You don't own the church. Right. You know, we have back-to-back christenings today.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Totally.
We got to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, after Michael smooths it all and Cain, you know, you get to stay, yay, and they all rush back to the church. And they christen the babies, and it's, you know, kind of a traditional christening service. They all linger in the church for like an hour. I was like, wait a minute, I thought you guys were in a hurry to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know, apparently once the deed is done.
I know. But then they went back to Lily and Kane's house in the backyard and had their little christening barbecue or whatever it was. Yeah. And there were a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. I liked Sophia's dress.
I don't remember.
I kind of went back and forth, and I couldn't decide if I really liked it or if I just hated it. And I decided I liked it. It was bright yellow and orange.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
I noticed Roxanne's dress. I thought Roxanne's dress was awesome.
Was cute. Yeah.
And she and Devon had like she had got a little bit more screen time.
Yeah, and it was kind of I was hoping that that was like the start of them.
I'm always having hoping. A
storyline. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this might. Actually go somewhere this time.
But
okay,
it seems like they always get these little periodic, like, oh, hey, remember Devon and Roxy? Yeah. They're still a couple.
Yeah, but anyway. She's still mad about Tyra, but they're working through it.
Yeah.
Back to the rest of the show. And I don't understand, why does he get his face in the opening montage at least once a week when he has, like,
no
a
lines.
Total of 10 lines?
Yeah, I can't figure that out. Is that part either.
Of your contract? Can you write that in saying, I have to be in the opening montage at least X number of times a week? I would.
Well, you
I
know totally what would. I think it is?
No.
Because he and Lily are constantly nominated for, like,
Emmys and
Outstanding Young and, Actor and Outstanding Young, like, African-American Actor. Mm-hmm. And I bet that's why is, you know...
Oh, to trying up their diversity.
Yeah.
We have minorities on our show.
A total of 4.
Yeah. And they're only... African American. Don't talk to us about any kind of Asian or
have Asian a Hispanic doctor
occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a question choices I have about a minority character who's like a double minority because we also never see her is Olivia.
Oh yeah, she looked good.
She looked really good. I liked her hair.
Yeah.
I liked her outfit. I thought she was.
I thought she looked a little Mad Men. You know.
Kind of. Yeah. Why is her last name Winters?
Okay, I gotta go back and think about this. Good point.
Because it doesn't make sense. She's not a Winters. Because totally Neil can't. Is a Winter.
No, but her and Neil were together for a little while.
Were they married?
I don't remember, frankly. That's a really excellent question. I totally don't remember. Well, I'll have to do a little research on. I'm sure a viewer knows this.
Yeah.
Somebody write in
and let us know because I'm curious.
I can't remember.
Yeah, that good just point. It just kind of struck me. I was like, wait a minute. You're Drusilla's sister.
Yeah, because it's like, then they're always talking about the Winters family. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, good enough.
Anyway. And everything was all wrapped up in a nice little package at the end of the christening.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yay!
Including the babies, who were really cute. I think those little baby actors...
I don't know, they had dolls half the time. It was like, either they had the babies, which were like big...
are like half the size of the babies. I'm like... You don't have you enough continuity have
stuffed a pillow in there?
To say, you know, suddenly this 10-pound baby I've been holding is now a 3.5-pound potato. What?
Yeah, I know.
Can't you get... They have bigger dolls.
I know.
They exist.
I know.
Okay. So.
I think we need to talk about Chance.
I know.
And all that. We're trying not to.
Yeah. So Chance... is still in the dog. He's out of jail. He's still on the trail of whatever the hell he was on the trail of before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Drugs in the prisons. Okay.
That's well, Heather bad. Had smuggled the drugs out of the prison.
Right.
He got out on bail. And
this time he took it. This time he didn't stay in jail.
So, Ronan, being the smart, you know, competent person. Yeah. He has just been trying to work around their constant screw-ups.
Mm-hmm. Without telling them
the
truth of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know.
And, I mean, really, he's working it the best he can because Chance constantly has his, like, face all and scrunched up, like, mm-hmm. I gotta fix this. And yeah. Heather's constantly trying to undo her blouse for him. Right. And then she gets fired, you know, mm-hmm. boo-hoo. And so you said, I mean, I missed this, that Owen, we now know, is behind the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing some kind of scenes with Owen talking to Meeks.
Yeah, the sergeant the, or something.
Yeah, the gray-haired detective.
We know he's bad because Ronan is, like, undercover working yeah. the Meeks guy.
Yeah, and okay. and the two of them were talking, and you know, we gotta get Chance mm-hmm. killed, busted, something, that he's gonna blow this whole yeah. thing apart. So I think Owen is maybe not the ringleader, but he's high up in the...
Okay.
in the whoever's doing the dealing in the sure. prison.
Okay.
So.
And I do remember the Meeks guy, like, telling Ronan, oh, she's, you know, she's okay now. She's not really on our trail, so we're mm-hmm. not going to kill her.
Right, yeah.
But at the same time, her, like, Heather and Chance are just, like, not going to give her. Yeah. Well, no, she did have a moment where she went, you know what, we both lost our jobs, mm-hmm. and we've totally effed this up, so right. why don't we just cut our losses?
Yeah.
And Chance was like, I can't do this. I have to do it right.
Yeah,
and he just hates Ronan.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah. And there was a moment where Chloe invited Ronan over to have a glass of wine, mm-hmm. and he totally accepted, and they had this little bantering back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, that he was going to get lucky.
Yeah.
But then...
didn't.
Chance ruined it by, like, knocking on the door or something, you know? And
well, because he barreled in saying, Ronan, why are you following me? You're always
yes,
following me.
It's always about him. Because
he and Heather had been taking their clothes off, and he happened to look outside and see Ronan's car.
That's right, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I have to put my clothes back on and go yell at him.
And then I'll be back.
No, yeah, stay right there.
Yeah.
Because then they had to take all their clothes off again. And it was yes. like, haven't we had this take the shirt off scene already? It's like deja vu and
yeah.
not at all hot.
And so Chloe at the same time was listening at the door mm-hmm. when they were I don't know
super precoital.
Yeah. And so she put her ring in an envelope and slipped it under the door. And yeah. so it's over.
She's done. Yeah. Once the ring came off, she was done.
Yes.
Good for her.
Good.
You know, and I'm sorry to have to say it because, you know,
I know, we liked Chance
we
so much.
We really liked Chance so much, and then he's turned into a total tool.
Oh, he's awful.
Yeah.
He's just bad.
He's dumb.
I mean,
Chance, I liked Chance before because I thought he was kind of an equal to Chloe.
Yeah.
And was going to be able to hold his own, and then he turned into dumb, and it's like, wow, that's what sex does to you? Okay.
I know, right?
Because it all started going downhill after he lost his virginity.
It's true.
Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
And Heather's a skank, so...
She'll sleep with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we kind of... Yeah, we talked
already,
about
yeah,
that.
That's even old Heather.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think Ronan and Chloe, it was like... They share a lot of things, and they talked about it, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know that they'll really be a couple.
No, because I still think that Chloe's going to get together with Kevin.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Do you not think so, or you just hope not?
I don't. Here's where I think the whole Kevin thing is going. Because we saw basically no
hardly any
Kevin or Jana at
yeah.
all. But the last time we had talked, I said, I think Jana's emotions are swinging out of control.
Right, yeah. She's
and
on a
I'm
pendulum.
Thinking, maybe it has to do with her brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I think that she's going to go kind of out of control
and crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
That is somehow going to lead them back to each other. Because I think a lot of people feel like it was unfair and unresolved to have her, like, kidnapped, and he tried so hard to get her, and mm-hmm. then he did get her, and then...
And then she dumped him.
Yeah, and then yeah. things aren't right, you know? But I think eventually the point is like, they really, really have to struggle to get mm-hmm. back to each other.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
So... And I'm just throwing that out there, but I just...
Okay. I would be fine with that. I hope that when they do get back together, they don't revert to that, you know, we're the perfect couple running the coffee house together
yeah.
with no strife ever. Because we had said a while back, it was like, I really like the actress who plays Jana, and
yeah.
I wish she had better storylines.
Totally.
You know, or more screen time. We
yeah.
should have said better storylines.
I think she's going to get more screen
she
time.
She got more screen time, but her storyline
yeah,
was
true.
Crap.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I want... better storylines for her.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. Or I was thinking maybe she'll stab Chloe or something, you know? Because she's jealous. Yeah, she's
off the...
I don't know.
Yeah, could be.
You know, whatever.
Something.
And really, the only last thing is, like, about Nikki, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So,
the last time we talked, is it Meggie or Maggie?
On the video, it says Meggie.
Oh, okay. All right.
But again, I think I've talked about how the person who writes the little blurbs...
The little teaser thing?
Yeah, on the bottom of the video They're on CBS.com. So half the time they get the names wrong, they spell things wrong. Yeah. It's like, who is this person?
Right. Do they watch the show?
Do I would do that for free. Come on.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that bothered me about them is that they always... They give the little tease about something that happens at the end of the episode.
Of course.
I'm like... Spoiler, hello.
I know.
Not okay.
Sometimes I don't read it on purpose. I'll read it at the end. Yeah. But, Anyway.
So she's Nikki's assistant, and she's super competent, and, you know, wearing the black suits and looking hot. And
I don't like her hair. I liked it in the beginning when she used to run the bar.
And it was all crazy, big, wild. That was awful.
I guess I don't like it now. I really don't like it now.
Yeah, it's not a good... It's kind of reminiscent of Blade Runner, where she has that big poof in the front.
Yeah, sure.
And
I'm not trying to be catty here. Now. She's got really big ears. Like, if you have...
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Oh my God, you're going to have to look. Because I can't take my eyes away. And I swear I'm not trying to be catty. Right. I just feel like there's a more flattering hairstyle.
Something that covers up her big ears. Okay.
I'm serious. Like, we're talking...
Like Anne Hathaway big?
Like... I just can't stop looking at him, okay? It's distracting. Change your hair.
Wow. Okay, I will have to go back and do a hair check.
So, she and Nikki are, you know, she's
bosom
doing all...
buddies now.
Yeah. And Meggie tries to be nice one day, or, you know, supposedly, and brings her, like, a Bloody Mary or something. Brings Nikki a Bloody Mary, like, you need a break. And Nikki sort of snootily went, I don't. Drink.
Yeah, well, she says it like everyone knows, and I'm like, well, yeah, everyone in town knows, but Meggie moved here a week ago.
Yeah.
She would not know about your long and sordid history with alcoholism, so give her
Meggie,
a break.
You know, she used to own a bar, and she was like, this is one of my specialties.
Yeah.
And she went, okay, I'll take it away right away.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, and Meggie was gracious about it, going, you know, sorry, didn't know.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
But I think Nikki's kind of condescending.
Very.
You know? Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that.
Yeah, no, she definitely is.
So they go to Glowworm and meet Catherine because Nikki is like, me and Victor need to plan our wedding.
Oh, God.
And at least they do make a couple jokes about
how many marriages they've had.
Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. Catherine is there to help, and then Victor shows up. But Meggie makes this comment like, who needs a drink? I need a drink.
Yeah.
Like, who needs a whiskey?
Right, yeah.
And both Nikki and Catherine are like, oh, we don't drink. And Nikki said it real snotty.
Really snooty, yeah. It was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, she forgot. Again, she's
but
known
she
you.
She didn't forget. She said it on purpose.
Well, and then,
so then she goes to the bar, and she tells the bartender, 3 ginger ales. Put vodka in one of them.
Right. Yeah. And I'm thinking,
couldn't you taste it?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's good vodka and good ginger ale.
Really good ginger. I mean, if you make fresh ginger ale, you probably wouldn't be able to taste it.
I guess,
I'll have to do some research into this, I think.
I was thinking about this because my teaching partner and I, we went out to lunch, like, the day right before that episode, and I had ordered a vanilla soda, and she ordered a ginger ale, and when they got put in front of us, I didn't even think about it, and I just started drinking her ginger ale, and I was like, this does taste like vanilla. And she looked at me, and she was like, hey, you're drinking my drink. And I was like, oh,
oops,
so much for me.
Yeah, really.
So I was thinking of that scene where I was like, hey.
No, I think,
whatever.
You know, and especially if you're an alcoholic, you would recognize that there was alcohol
the
in your
sweet
drink.
Sweet taste of booze.
Delicious
I don't know.
Chill. Yeah, it just seems like that... I had a hard time. Even though she was drinking it through a straw, maybe the straw made a difference that she couldn't smell it, and that somehow she, and even if she did taste it, she just sucked
bartender.
It right down.
Yeah,
oh my
she
god.
Did.
Just, she's like, okay.
Yeah. So I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so
come, with
and
that,
then
but
and then like a reaction shot of Maggie, and she's just like, mwah. So she's clearly up to something.
Yeah. Well,
she's gonna.
They still haven't broke who Maggie is in relation
yeah.
to some of the other characters. So okay, she's got a secret.
But we know that.
They haven't said anything,
haven't they?
I just told you, but we haven't spoiled
it
for anybody
she
else.
She said it. Okay. All right.
Okay. She made a comment.
Yeah.
This is all I'm going to say. They were all in the living room of the ranch, you know, Michael and Victor and Nikki and blah, 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 and they were talking about this sky this, sky that.
Yeah.
And Maggie went, oh, Sky, you mean the girl that I have the picture of
in my
old bar?
Yeah.
I know who she is. Because
there's only one Sky in the world.
Yeah. And they went, yeah, that Sky. And they kind of gave her a funny look, and she went, oh, okay.
And
she
took
off. And
that was it. Huh, okay.
So there you go.
All right, I thought that...
Put the pieces together.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're working together or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Anyway, I don't know.
Boy, that would be good, though, if Maggie is working to get Vicky or Nikki out, and then she can marry Victor and be... the new Mrs. Newman.
That's probably where they're going.
Yeah, because then, you know, the two of them can say, ha ha ha, we married the Newman boys.
Yeah.
You know, older and younger.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That would work.
Okay. Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Sure. All right.
Thank you.
So I think that's it.
I think that's it, yeah. Slightly easier after just 2 weeks than four.
It's a lot of little things,
yeah.
So. Don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, and find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Had a couple discussions going on, not too many.
Oh, yeah, because I put something
more up
about how they recast Noah.
Oh, good. I was wondering about Noah the other day.
Yeah, they recast
yeah, okay.
him, and he looks like kind of a mini Nick.
Oh, God.
Kind of the same pomade-y hair.
Oh, God.
I don't
no.
know. He kind of looks a little
is he,
possibly
they
cute.
Aged him up, though, right? He's got to be Abby's
he
age?
He didn't look that much older, but I just saw the picture, so
okay.
I don't really know.
Because right. I saw, I've just been watching the last season of Dexter,
uh-huh.
and Eden
yeah.
was a featured role
oh.
on that. And I was like, oh, look, I wonder if she's going to get killed. So... she's getting work.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's on that other new show,
right.
Scoundrels or something,
yeah, which
too.
I've not seen. But
so I don't know what happened to Noah. But so we have a new Noah. He's coming soon.
Okay. Awesome.
Probably really soon because.
School year starting.
Yeah, school year.
Yeah.
Totally. And I don't know that Eden is coming back, so.
Probably not.
Yeah. They broke up in Paris.
That's
oh.
right. She's off having
uh-oh.
Her Paris moments.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think that'll do it.
Okay. See you next time.